Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Scott Carter, Group Executive, Digital Innovation at TSYS. Scott, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for giving us this opportunity. It's great.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you because you are fresh off of a hackathon that you did at Georgia Tech, and there was a winner that you'll explain and reveal in just a few minutes, but we're going to talk a little bit about the process, what the hackathon was all about, and then the ideas that ultimately made it to the finals and grabbed the top prize. So as I understand it, the theme of the hackathon was Internet of Things, and specifically wearable fintech. Give me an understanding of the broad theme and then the winning team's solution to that particular problem or opportunity.
Yeah, and I think, you know, in terms of Internet of Things, the competition became really broad. We did have a couple of teams with wearable tech, and then we had other teams that really took a level farther. TSYS, as a part of the event, we provided Alexa devices or Amazon Echo devices to all of the participants, to all the teams, so that they could use those. We also had Raspberry Pi devices on site and sensor technology, different types of sensors they could use for different things. But the winning team, it was interesting. You know, they stuck to the theme of IoT, but they broadened it a good bit. The name of the team was Carculation, and they did a fleet management solution. It was pretty interesting. It allowed you to track and pay for the use of fleet vehicles daily based on the mileage and the usage of that vehicle. It was sort of a cloud-based solution. I think it was important too, though, because it really played into driverless technology and where we think, you know, that's gonna go over time, specifically with commercial and consumer fleets of vehicles. So it was interesting. They did a great job.
So help me understand the Carculation. I love the idea. It's very, very, very cute name. Very clever. What problem did they see that their solution will solve? I know it's being able to calculate usage on a daily basis, but use cases with respect to what specifically?
Well, I think, you know, if you think about fleet management solutions today, a lot of it is based on simple mileage of the car, but there's a lot of risk around fleet vehicles and managing vehicles, fleet vehicles. The complexity in that is, you know, once a person has taken a fleet vehicle and they're using that vehicle, you know, knowing exactly how that vehicle is being used, where that vehicle is, and understanding and, you know, that it's being used properly, but also kind of taking the risk out of it so that I'm not really paying for the use of that vehicle at the end. I can pay for the use of that vehicle all along the way as the vehicle's being used.
Interesting. So what solutions that are part of the TSYS platform that they incorporated into the final prototype?
Well, it was interesting. You know, the Carculation solution was primarily leveraging WorldPay APIs, but as a part of the contest, they allowed TSYS to give out an individual prize winner for teams that best use the TSYS APIs. And we had a number of teams that presented really great solutions. The one that we chose for our $6,000 award that we've presented was called Restless. The team was called Restless. And it was really, that solution was based around travel discovery. And it was based on, you know, they had built a really interesting UI that was based around specific user preferences. And it really targeted that important millennial demographic. Although I think the use of it would be broader than just millennials. They also did some interesting things around machine learning. And we just thought it played really well into our rewards and travel, financial services travel products that we have here at TSYS. And so that was the one we selected for that.
Interesting. So it sounds like you had 19 teams. They all kind of took this mantle of Internet of Things and developed it in their own way. Were there other, you know, clever, creative solutions that come to mind that didn't win the final grand prize, but are still noteworthy?
Yeah, I think there was a number of those. There were some that used Alexa in a bunch of different ways, or used Amazon Echo in a bunch of different ways. One team in particular had built a product that allowed parents to teach financial responsibility to their kids. So they had placed these spending limits around their child's card, a card or an account that they had allocated to a child. And then they used the TFIS card control product to turn on and off that card based on whether they had violated their spending limit. So I thought that was really, really interesting because we have the ability to do that through our authorization system. Another one that was really good that I thought was really interesting, and they got it to work pretty quickly, but it was a facial recognition solution where you could use facial recognition technology to authorize the use of the card. The idea was that it would speed up checkout. You know, you could come in, you could tell who that person was, and you could get them right through the checkout without a problem. That was kind of neat. Another one, there were a lot of things around travel discovery and booking, but we had one team in particular that did do an entire travel discovery application using Amazon Echo, where you could go onto the Echo, you could ask for trips to be displayed, you could even ask for your price range, and they would provide back, you know, all of the trips based on your preferences. Again, there was a step where you could go into a portal and kind of set your preferences up to help that interaction with the Echo be a little bit simpler. There were also a number of sort of embedded reward solutions that were good. There was a really popular one that was really popular was a smart merchant solution where you could actually use different elements of the environment, different environmental factors, and tie those to spending behaviors at the merchant. They had some charts and graphs and reporting they had done, some analytics to show that spending behaviors were good when this kind of music was playing and the temperature was, you know, set at a certain level, and even things like the idea was they would have sensors that would detect things like odors in the environment, things like that, and tie that back to how customers spend.
Interesting. That's very fascinating as a student of subliminal advertising and persuasion. I think it used to be funny to watch how those things manifested itself in print advertising and digital advertising, but now thinking about it much more holistically is fascinating. It sounds like these teams were pretty knowledgeable about payments. That's not always the case when hackathons are assembled. Is that a fair assessment of the teams that competed over the weekend?
You know, we had a mix. We had a lot of students from Georgia Tech, obviously, because it was on campus. But we also, you know, because Atlanta is kind of transaction alley, as they call it, we had a lot of folks that were experienced, you know, payments folks that were in the room and had some good ideas. But some of the ideas like the facial recognition idea, some of the wearable stuff that we saw, there were a couple of different sort of wristwatch ideas. A lot of those came from the students, and they brought those ideas. And so there was a trade-off. You know, some of them were just incredible that they got it to work in 2 days because they were dealing with really complex hardware types of issues and things like that. But then on those teams, you know, some of them probably did lack that payments experience to be able to finish it out and make it a viable solution. But for 2 days, it was phenomenal.
So what's the future of these 19 teams? I mean, clearly there was the overall grand prize winner, and then your the TSIS winner. But are these 19 teams or 17 teams going to continue to further develop their ideas? What's next for those teams?
Yeah, the grand prize winner, there was a different set of packaged benefits that they get, and part of that is going to be that they have an opportunity to spend 6 months with mentors from the two organizations to build out their idea and see if they can make it a viable business. The other participants, everybody in the contest, really got to participate with the ATDC and understand the environment there. And I think there definitely are opportunities for them to take what they have and continue to build that out. And since we're right here, you know, in Atlanta with so many great payment companies that can work with us, that could work with any of the other companies here that want to help them build those concepts out. But we'd love it if some of the folks in the contest, whether you won or you didn't win, if they would approach TSYS, let us know that you've got a great idea and let us help with it.
So just final question as we round it out. I mean, this was focused on Internet of Things, and that really is such a hot topic in payments. How are you guys looking at Internet of Things as a driver of commerce going forward? And what are some of the things that you find most interesting about that opportunity?
Well, I think for TSYS, you know, we've got. One of the world's largest financial services platforms. And we believe that more and more we're going to see products and services of all kinds, all sorts of financial products, payments products, different types of things all along the path there that are going to have to be exposed into different devices and different environments. And so today we think a lot about the phone and the watch. And the tablet, those types of devices. But I think from our perspective, we see things becoming more and more embedded into everyday life. And we want to be prepared for that. One of the ways that we're preparing is we're taking our platform. We have different platforms. We have merchant products and prepaid products and, of course, credit card products that we've built over the last 40 years. And we're thinking about ways and working on ways to expose those in new ways. And one of the major things that we're doing is building RESTful services across our entire organization to allow them to be exposed and accessible from different types of application platforms and different types of products. And we think that's going to have a huge impact the more and more we can expose that and really help our platforms become be viewed more and more as easy to interoperate with for the development community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think it's you make a good point that you almost have to be device and environment agnostic because we really don't know where this whole notion of commerce is going to take us. Who would have thought that we'd be talking into speakers and speakers like the Amazon Echo would be engaging commerce on our behalf. So it's and cars as well. So it's an interesting world that we're walking into with commerce and all of these interesting opportunities to create new opportunities there. So, Scott, sounds like you had a great time. Sounds like you learned a lot.
Oh yeah,
and probably ate a lot of bad pizza, but that's part of what happens at hackathons. Listen, thanks again for sharing your experience, and we'll talk again soon. And congratulations to all the winners. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.